Please use every two together because there is not enough for everyone. I apologize. Our parsha is the whole basic of Torah Shebaal Peh, the most halachic parsha Bava Batra, Bava Metzia, Bava Kama, Dinei Shomri, Dinei Mazik, Dinei Avadim. The whole foundation of Torah Shebaal Peh is our parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu sits in Shamayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching him the basic halachos and tell him, ve'ele ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifneim. You have to put them, like Shulchan Aruch says Chazal, you have to teach it to Bnei Yisrael in the most clarified way. Till here I understand very good. I have a problem with the ve'e. Ve'ele ha-mishpatim. Says Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you remember you were in Har Sinai before you came up now? You remember I spoke with you then? So like I spoke with you then, the same thing, these halachos. I don't understand anything. I don't understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to tell him. He meets HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach him that. It's clear it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean? Kmo she'elu ayu b'Sinai, kach gam ze b'Sinai. What's the connection between Parashat Mishpatim and Parashat Yitro? It's clear. It's Torah Me'ashamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching Moshe Rabbeinu. So why does he have to tell him, don't forget, it's connected to Ma'amad Har Sinai? Explain the Mefarshim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, in order to keep halacha, in order that now you can go to Bnei Yisrael and require so much, to be makpid in every halacha, in everything, all your life should be according to halacha, they had to be first in Ma'amad Har Sinai. Now that there was Ma'amad Har Sinai, I can require all that. They went over a process, a spiritual, emotion process, in Ma'amad Har Sinai. After we were there, now we can ask more. And that's the Vav. That's the connection why Parashat Mishpatim is straight after Parashat Yitro. Rav Soloveitchik asked, A, what was exactly the process that Bnei Yisrael were over in Ma'amad Har Sinai? That without it, you can't ask a man to keep halacha. B, Chazal says that the reason why Luchot Rishonim were broken, because they were given publicly. Luchot Shniot, because they were given hiddenly, they're kept forever. Why Luchot Rishonim, if there is a problem of Ayin Hara, if it's not good to be given publicly, then who needed all this ceremony? Why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go in the beginning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he would give him privately the Luchot, and would give them back? Why do we need all this big ceremony? And maybe the hardest question is us. We were not in Matan Har Sinai, at least physically. Maybe our neshama was, but physically we weren't. What is the preparation that we need in order to be sure that we are keeping halacha 100% in everything? Like Bnei Israel, Chazal says, they needed Ma'amad Har Sinai in order to keep halacha. What do we have to work? What are the introduction to the halacha word? To be sure of Shiviti Hashem L'Negdi Tamid. To be sure that every second you are asking yourself, I'm doing right according to halacha, or I'm doing wrong according to halacha. Sfat Emet speaks about it. Rav Hir speaks about it. Everyone speaks about it. That we are not learning history. We are learning messages. So if Matan Torah was introduction to Halacha, even to Moshe Rabbeinu, then the question is what introduction we need in order to be full Evedeshim. Look please in where it's written Shita Gimel. Okay, only let's see the question. Ita b'midrash Tanhuma al ha'pasuk psolecha שלוחות הראשונות אשר ניתנו בפומבי שלטה בהם עין הרע ונשתברו. וצריך להבין אם כן מה איתה נתן הקדוש ברוך הוא את הלוחות הראשונות בפרהסיה. וכי לא הבין מראש שקיימת אפשרות לתשלוט בהם עין הרע. הקדוש ברוך הוא knew that because he is giving him publicly there will be עין הרע and it can be broken. So why to do it? I want to give three different understandings. And I think that every understanding is not only to understand why Bnei Yisrael needed Ma'amar HaSinai for Halacha. But every understanding is really for us. What do we have to work in order to be, not to be affected by the word? To keep keeping Halacha in every small, tiny thing. And it's not easy. I want to give three different mehalach. Mehalach number one, the Kuzari. The famous story, okay, we see only in the Psukim. Look please in the first page. Before we go to the Kuzari. Vayamen ha'am, vayishmeu ki pakad Hashem et bnei Yisrael, vayikodu vayishtachu, vayiru ha'am et Hashem, vayaminu ba'Hashem. Hine anochi ba'elecha ba'av ha'anan, ובעבור ישמע עם ודברי עמך וגם בך יאמינו לעולם. So the psukim says, you know what was given publicly in order that there will be more emuna. What does it mean? What Bnei Israel were lacking and why they needed this ceremony of Ma'amad Har Sinai for emuna in order to keep halacha. We don't have enough time, I won't go to the whole story. But the story of the Kuzari, that I think the Gra says that it's one of the most basic books in Jewish philosophy, and everyone have to learn it. The story goes that it was Melech Kuzar, and he dreamt night after night, and the dream was, Kavanatcha retzuya, aval ma'asecha einam retzuyim. Your aims are good, but your actions are wrong. And you are in the wrong religion. And he decided, after he met his government, to search for the Emes. And he invited the philosopher, invited the Christian, invited the Muslimic, and he threw all of them out of the palace. It's very important to understand why he threw each one of them out of the palace, because this really understanding in why our religion is different. But I'm not going into that now. He heard from the Christian and from Muslim that the beginning were the Jews. But after they made sins, Hashem switched them. And then when he didn't have any answer, the philosopher was wrong, the Christian was wrong, the Muslim was wrong, he came to the conclusion to invite the Jew. And the Jew come in, look please in the page, and the Jew says, אמר לו החבר, אנחנו מאמינים באלוקי אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, המוציא את בני ישראל ממצרים באותות ובמופתים ובמסות. You know what you want to know what we believe? We believe in יציאת מצרים ומתן הר סיני. המלך כוזר hears that and give an order to kick him out of the palace. He says to him, you're crazy. I see that you are so poor. and you have so many troubles in the galut that your mind went crazy. You have to start with creation of the word. You believe that Hashem created the word. Why do you start from the middle? Why are you starting from Matan Torah? Why are you starting from Yetziat Mitzrayim? You should start from Briat HaOlam. You believe that Hashem created the word. You don't start from the middle. I don't want to speak with you. And the Chacham is like near the door. And the Chacham explained to him. And the Chacham says, you know, I didn't start with creation even that I believe that Hashem created the word. Because no one there. No one saw it. But in Ma'amad Har Sinai, everyone heard HaKadosh Baruch. So till Ma'amad Har Sinai, it was a theory. It was understanding. In Ma'amad Har Sinai, it was clear like the sun. There was no doubt. You heard him. You met him. Ra'u et hakolot. The Ramban explained more than that. And therefore I'm starting with that. After I know that it's right, now it's written in the Torah that Hashem created the word, so I know that Hashem created the word. Look how strong is this sentence. Ken? The Kuzari says, Maskim hayiti shelo yishal yehudi, mipnei sheyadati ibud zichram vechisron hatzatam, ki hashefilut vehadlut lo azvu lahem midah tova. היה לך לומר כי אתה מאמין בבורא עולם ומסדרו ומנהיגו. And he answered to him, זה שאתה אומר היא דת הקשית. You think that religion is theories, is thinking, is logic. But our religion is not logic and not theory. We heard, we saw, we have 100% clarity. The Ramban explained that every time that Moshe Rabbeinu came when they were in Egypt and he told them, I spoke with Hashem and Hashem said that and Hashem said that Geulah will come and Hashem said that I'll go to Pharaoh. They didn't think that Moshe is a liar. But in the back of their mind they said to themselves, what do you mean you heard from Hashem? Hashem doesn't have a mouth. How can you hear? And that question caused that their emunah won't be 100%. Again, not that they thought that Moshe Rabbeinu is a liar, but they didn't understand what's going on. What do you mean Hashem spoke to you? He doesn't speak to us. He spoke to you. I don't know how, he doesn't have a mouth. How can he speak? What does it mean? Gam b'cha yaminu leolam. You know what the ceremony did? That they were like Moshe Rabbeinu. They were Nevi'im. They heard Hashem. So they still can't explain how it works, but they don't have any more questions because it happened to them. So explanation number one says that you can't come to Parashat Mishpatim if you don't have clear emuna in the Kadosh Baruch. And what it means to us is that if someone wants to be 100% Eved Hashem, b'chol drachecha de'eu, like Rav Hudner speaks, to work Hashem both when you have to and both in the divrei reshut, in your free time, and to keep every halacha. And not to be influenced. Condition number one, you don't have questions. Or you don't have basic questions that hold you back. Every man has questions. But the question here, the questions is in level number 10, how to understand a sentence in Mesilat Yesharim, or the questions are foundation questions that cause you, that you can't identify. You can't connect. So things have to be 100% clear in the brain. Why I'm hearing the word? What my goal in life? Why Hashem put me? What does it mean to be Eved Hashem? What does it mean to live broad life of Torah? If there is confusion, you can't identify. If you want identity, you will make chatay. That, the introduction of Parashat Yitro, according to Mehalech number one that we are giving tonight. You can't go and be full Eved Hashem if the basic things in machshava are not clear, if it's not clear what is to be amsgula, is it not clear what are the aims of a man and what are the tools of the man? If there is confusion, you can't be full Eved Hashem. Till Matan Torah, Bnei Yisrael had small confusion. Because every time when Moshe Rabbeinu came, they didn't understand what he says. How can it be? Matan Torah caused that there would be clarity. A man can't go to yeshiva, to life, before he's in yeshiva. One of the most important things that you have to do in yeshiva is to have clear. Things should be clear. Learning should be clear. Goal in life should be clear. Who I am, what is my connection to Hashem. I'm speaking now about brain. Things have to be very, very clear to where I'm heading. If there is no clear destination, you won't come there. That's the understanding why Parashat Yitro is introduction to Parashat Mishpatim. That's the whole Vav. Ve'ele HaMishpatim. After it's so clear to them like the sun. After they heard me. After Ra'u et HaKolot. Now we can go to other details. Now we can ask them to be 100% of their Hashem, because that's the purpose of Halakha. Halakha is to take Beit HaMidrash to life. Tell you that there are a few people that call me to ask me halakhic questions. That you see that the mamish, every action, every minute, they ask themselves, is this what Hashem wants? I got a phone from a man that had to send computers to the States. Give you an example. 2 years ago, a year ago, I got that phone. I'm only giving one example. And he brought them on Friday, and they told him that they would be in the airplane on Sunday. So he called me to ask me if he can deposit it in the airport. Is he not over Lifnei Iver, because they will be guided on Shabbat, and people will drive on Shabbat in order to guide his computers. So is he allowed to put them in the basement there? If you don't have clear understanding that your job is to be Eved Hashem, you don't have that sensitivity to ask this question. Not that you know the answer. You don't have that sensitivity to ask the question. That's Mehalach number one. Therefore, says the Kuzari, I started with Yetziat Mitzrayim because that's the basic of Emunah. Therefore, if I can suggest on Leila Seder, the main thing that you have to speak, no matter where you'll be, at home, or you have the zchut to be in Eretz Yisrael, no matter where, that night is night of Emunah. That night is a night to explain why we are Eved Hashem. Before you go to all the midrashim and how many makot there were in Mitzrayim, that's the details. That's the result. But be sure that you don't run to the result before you discuss that night the foundation, the clarity. And that's exactly the psukim. The gam becha ya'aminu le'olam. So we have obligation that things will be clear in the brain. That Mehalach number one. I'm running to Mehalach number two. Rav Soloveitchik was asked, and I think that from the time that he was asked, today, Baruch Hashem, I think the situation is better. But still, I think they need a lot of improvement. Rav Soloveitchik was asked, why not enough people from the States are making aliyah to Eretz Yisrael? Look what he says. Hanoar HaCharedi, I'm going now to approach number two, Hitzliach Betchum HaMa'amatz HaSichli. Our youth succeeded in the brain. גדלות המוחין נקלטו בו. רכש לו ידיעות, סברות ופסקי דינים. נהנה הוא משיעורים יפים ומעמקות בסוגיה. Our Noah, our youth, speaks mainly about his Talmidim. A very good in learning. Dealing with a completed, very complicated sugya. Learning a lot of dinim, learning a lot of yedios, of knowledge. Adayin ein halev mishtatef bepeula zo. Lo zacha lekatnut mochin. Ein ha-halakha naaset lo metziut nafshit. וההתוועדות הממשית עם השכינה חסרה. Says Rav Soloveitchik, you know why people don't make aliyah? Because they don't have enough the meeting with the Kadosh Baruch. The meeting with Shechina. To feel that I and Kedusha are one. So if you make aliyah only because there is a mitzvah of Yeshua Eretz Yisrael, so you have different shitot. You have a shita that was cancelled, and there is no chiyuv because they went to mitzvah to galut. And you can have a whole lamdash, and you will have X says that you have a chiyuv, and Y says that you don't have a chiyuv, and you can be okay because you have what that Y. But if all what you are looking in your life is for kedusha. Even the shitot that says that there is no mitzvah to shuv Eretz Yisrael, they agree that there is more kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. So says Rav Soloveitchik, people don't make aliyah not because they didn't learn Reb Chaim, not because they don't understand the mitzvah, because they are not connected enough for kedusha. And to come to Eretz Yisrael is because it's a place of kedusha. You want more kedusha. You want more kedusha. You know what did they gain by being in Matan Torah? They gain connection to Kadosh Baruch. Very different than Mehalach number one that spoke about the brain. I am speaking now about the neshama, about emotions. What does it mean, ra'u et hakolot? According to explanation number one, it meant it was so clear. It was clear like the sun. According to understanding number two, it was they felt it. They felt that me and Hashem are one. We were there. Till a degree that they told Moshe Rabbeinu, we can't anymore. Our neshama will run away. We'll be killed. You speak to him. Because he so much felt attached to Kadosh Baruch. You can't be full Eved Hashem if you don't feel emotionally connected to Kadosh Baruch. If everything is only in the brain and you don't feel ani v'Hashem echad, you won't keep halacha 100%. That's introduction number two. Why Parashat Yitro is introduction to Parashat Mishpat. And this what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu. After Bnei Yisrael were there, they met Shechina. Now I can ask them for how the halachos. A man on the boy's side can be in yeshiva and he can learn Baba Batra good and he can know exactly if Chazaka come because of the machzik or because the marakama is quiet and he can know all these hakiros and still not feel enough for Kadosh Baruch Hu and not be connected enough and don't see Shechina and don't drive for Kedusha. That's exactly what Rav Soloveitchik says. Let's continue a few sentences. I think that this keta is so strong, so important. Yodim atziyirim et ha'erech sh'ahalacha mityacheset le'eretz ha'kodesh. They know the halacha. Aval hakara zo k'yeter yediyotihem mubav benivim iyuniyim ve'eina mishtalemet b'chavaya dinamit. To make aliyah, you have to have, chavaya, anyone can translate, experience. I find experience is more nisayon. Therefore, I didn't want to translate them. To have dynamic experience with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, with Eretz Yisrael, with Kedusha. I will never forget. All Israel spoke about it. Rav Neria, that the one that founded all the yeshivot of Bnei Akiva, was in a tremendous pain. He had cancer. He was on his bed the last few hours before he died. He was mamish, didn't know what's going on with him. And suddenly he started to shout, Kedusha, Kedusha, ani mechapes. Kedushat Eretz Yisrael, ani mechapes. This is a man that, oh, in his last minutes, what he spoke is the connection to Kedusha. I spoke in Beit Ham this week, but I think one of the ways to feel connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we always speak about the Kadosh Baruch Hu as Avinu and Malkeinu. I think that the problem is that king is not something that you can relate, it's something very, very far. Avinu is very complex, because Avinu is a relationship that one that you will stand by yourself. And in the end, he's not even there. But the connection with Hashem is different. I suggest sometimes, not only, but sometimes to view Hashem as a boss. As someone that has demands, and you have to work for him, and you have to write him a report, what do you succeed and what you don't succeed. You were put here for a mission. I was put here for a mission. All of us were put for a mission. So we have a boss that demands our mission. And if we don't succeed in the mission, the whole world is suffering. Because each one of him came to fix something in the world. I think that will give another dimension of the connection. Another meeting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I suggest that each guy in yeshiva will take an hour a week, because he sits with a piece of paper and he writes a letter to Kadosh Baruch Hu, what I succeeded in my mission and what I still have to work on. We have to meet Hashem. Therefore, I'm speaking tonight about two mehalchim of the what the introduction of Yitro have to do with Mishpatim, that I think that only the combination of both of them is giving the real pshat. Clarity in the brain and meeting Hashem. Lifgosh et hashchina. Lirtzot kedusha. Every man has a neshama inside him. The problem is that Hashem is putting it in jail. When we meet Hashem, our neshama come to be dominant. And then we come to be spiritual. Our neshama and meeting Hashem is making our neshama to be bigger and bigger and bigger and dominant. And then we come to be spiritual. Therefore, it will affect us to all our life. I want to go, I said that I have to finish, I will go, with your permission, 5 more minutes. So we spoke about the understanding of meeting Hashem emotionally, and we spoke about clarity. Rav Soloveitchik gave a third understanding. Look please in what we read in the beginning, where it's written Shita Gimel. Says Rav Soloveitchik, you know why it was public? First I will say it by heart and then we'll read it. Because Hashem wanted to explain both to Bnei Israel and both to the Goyim that the Jews are different from a goy. And Matan Torah was a new creation, was a new birthday, was a new leida, a new birth to the Jew. And he wanted the whole world. The Midrash said that they went to Bilam and they said, what's going on here? Hashem is destroying the world. And he said, no, he didn't destroy the world. He wanted to tell us, no, that the Jew is different than a goy. And says Rav Soloveitchik, even if Hashem knew that because he gave it in public, Luchot Rishonot would be break, it was worthwhile for this message. Matan Torah came and said, you are here and I'm not here. You meet Hashem and going don't meet Hashem. And you are different. Meaning to say, the third introduction to halacha is not being affected. Today, with the whole media, we are very affected from the big word. And that effect is creating us sometimes not to have that feeling of Shivita Hashem in Egditam. Judaism requires that Hashem will be in the head of the parliament. The whole world speaks about that, that the man is in the head of the parliament. Judaism requires to think about long run, about Olam Haba, to work here and to get your sachar Olam Haba. The big world thinks about getting now, being paid immediately. Torah says, speaks about effort, not about result. Amala Torah. The whole modern world is how much to work less and to get more money. So the difference is not keeping that halacha or that halacha. The difference is on the principles. And if you are being affected, you are losing sensitivity. And if you are losing sensitivity, you can't be full Eved Hashem. Only by finding the right balance. How to close myself in a way that I can really take Chochmah B'goyim Ta'amin, but it should be finished there. Yes! I'm not saying close yourself in a way that you don't take anything. Close yourself in a filter that you will know what to take and what not to take. Chochmah B'goyim Ta'amin! But if you will take only Chochmah, then you won't lose sensitivity. If you will take other things, you will lose sensitivity. Let's see, please, Rav Soloveitchik insight. ובפשוטו היה נראה לומר שזו הייתה הכוונה במתן הלוחות הראשונות. דעית בילקוט שמעוני לספר שופטים על הפסיק הרים נזלו מפני השם, שכבר אמר המקום ואנוכי השם אלוקיך, הייתה הארץ חלה. The whole land moved in מתן הר סיני, the whole world. וזהו כמלכי האדמה שנאמר כל השם בכוח. באותה שעה נתכנסו כל אומות העולם ובאו להם אצל בלעם. אמרו שמא המקום מחריב את עולמו במבול. They came to בלעם and they said, Hashem is destroying us. אמר להם, המקום נותן תורה לעמו, השם עוז לעמו ייתן. ונראה שתכלית כל עניין הפומביות שממתן תורה בלוחות ראשונות הייתה כדי שבחירת ישראל תהיה בחירה גלויה כמו אור וחושך. Not from קודש וחול. קודש וחול is something that only some people can see the difference between קודש and חול. אור וחושך everyone sees. Hashem wanted that Am Yisrael and Goyim will be like אור וחושך. יוכלו להכיר תכף ומיד שזה האדם יהודי הוא. So we are speaking tonight about three things. That only the combination of these three things together can create a full Eved Hashem that really keeps halacha 24 hours. Clarity in the brain, meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your neshama, and having the right balance of openness and closeness to the word. Because if not, you will lose sensitivity. Rabbeisai, each one of these things need work. They don't come automatically. Bnei Yisrael were in a madrega of slaves. They couldn't work. So for them there was a ceremony that did these three things. We don't have the ceremony because we are not slaves. Because we have the potential of working with ourselves. And Hashem wants that these three dimensions will come out of the work. That's the purpose of yeshiva. That's the purpose of work. Clarity in the brain, meeting Hashem, and having the right balance in order not to lose sensitivity. Sometimes I think that when we ask ourselves, are we affected from the word or not, we are checking it, how many averis we are doing. I think it's a mistake. I think it doesn't start with averis. It ends with averis. It starts with losing the most important sensitivity of the principles that I spoke before. About Olam Haba. Don't see Olam Haba as something reality. Because in the big world, if it doesn't exist now, it doesn't exist. We have to see Olam Haba as something so real. Hashgacha of Hashem. Or something so real. Hashem is running the world. Every minute. Every event. Here starts the affecting of the word. Yehi Ratzon, that we will come to Parashat Mishpatim. We will come to Halacha. Because Halacha is taking Beit Midrash to life. If you keep every second Halacha on Shabbos, not to have borer and to clean the drops of the cup, all this is telling you Shabbos. You feel Shabbos. You feel a Kadosh Baruch. Halacha is a practical way how bechol drachecha da'eu. Halacha is a practical way how shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamit. Yehi Ratzon that all of us will work on these three dimensions: clarity, meeting Hashem, kedusha, shechina, and having the right balance not to be affected. And by that we will be zoche. והיו לי ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש. ערב טוב.
שבת שלום.